The 19th annual National Wolf Awareness Week is October 12th through the 18th, and the International Wolf Center is celebrating. Joining us now by phone from Minneapolis is Rob Schultz, Executive Director of the Center. Welcome, Rob.
Good morning.
Now, in a nutshell,
it's great to be here.
Great. I'm glad you're with us this morning. In a nutshell, what is the International Wolf Center?
Sure. We are an organization that teaches people about wolves. That's our goal and our strategy for trying to help ensure that there's a future for wolves all around the world. But we are really focused on education, and our flagship operation is up in Ely, Minnesota, where we have live wolves and we have programs and presentations for the public to learn about wolves and to be able to discover them up close without having to go out and try and find them on their own.
Part of the mission of the International Wolf Center is to teach about wolves. What are two or three things you'd like us to know about?
Sure. You know, wolves are really a misunderstood animal. As I go out and I meet with people and talk with people, it's amazing how many people just have some misperceptions about wolves. And I think one of the things that's really interesting is that they are, by nature, they are typically afraid of humans. They will try to do whatever they can to stay away from humans. They don't want to connect with human beings. And so that's part of the reason why in a lot of places they're so difficult to be seen out in the woods. But what we typically see is that when people try to get too close to them, or they begin potentially trying to feed them, to lure them in, or things like that, that's when typically the problems start. So oftentimes they're not going to be easily seen by people unless people are working really hard to do that. And the other thing, too, I talk with a lot of people about, you know, we're really fortunate here in Minnesota. We've got really strong agricultural practices in place, and because of that, we have real minimal issues with wolves in the state of Minnesota and farms. They do happen, but it's not like in other places of the world. So a lot of good things are happening here, and that's important because we have a very healthy and large wolf population in the state of Minnesota.
What is the importance of wildlands to wolves?
Well, you know, wolves take a large footprint. They're very different than a lot of animals. A deer, you know, as an example, might take 10 or 15 acres that they live on, but a wolf is typically, you know, they're traveling, maybe 100 square miles or more, maybe their pack territory size. So a pack of wolves can take up a very large amount of space. And one of the challenges that we have in seeing, you know, wolves continue to survive in the wild is the loss of wildlands. As we've taken a look at aerial photos of how much habitat is available for wolves in the 1960s, and we've overlaid maps of, you know, 2010, it's amazing how much wild space we've lost to development. And as, you know, as land continues to be developed, there's less and less opportunities for apex predators like a wolf to survive, because the land is simply disappearing that they need in order to be wild.
And in Cook County, we seem to have a large habitat for wolves.
We do. The Arrowhead region is a perfect place for wolves and wolf packs to live because of all of the natural habitat that's there. There's a very sufficient amount of prey for them, you know, to prey upon, animals to prey upon. And so we see that's a great, you know, area for wolves to survive in. We see that in northern Wisconsin and northern Michigan. But, you know, when you really start looking south of, about Moose Lake, Minnesota, kind of right in that area, it gets a lot more difficult for packs to survive because you have a lot heavier development. That's typically some of the zones where we see more conflict between humans and wolves. So it is it's an issue that, we look at what's reasonable habitat for wolves. It really depends on how much development has happened in an area.
What does a healthy relationship between humans and wolves look like to you?
Sure, that's a great question. You know, I think it's really twofold. First of all, you know, if we want a healthy relationship with wolves, we need to, first of all, give them their space. They need to have space where they can live and they can be wild, and It does take a lot of land in order for them to survive. And so, you know, in the places around our country and around the world that we have those spaces, it's important that we preserve places for them to be. But it also means that they need to be wild, and that's really critical. We also have to let them be wild. I talk with people who, you know, they really want to see a wolf, and they may try and bait it so that they can get a photograph of it. And we can't do those things. It's not healthy for the animals, because once we start trying to get too close to them, that's when there's all of these problems that start to come up. They get comfortable being around humans. They're not afraid of humans. We want that natural fear to be there so that they're not coming into our communities, or they're not coming up to us and trying to interact with us. So it really requires us respecting their need for space and also respecting their need to be wild. And when they're no longer wild, then we do have to manage those situations so that we don't have issues with people and pets, being confronted by them.
Rob, why are you involved in the survival of wolf populations?
You know, I just love the outdoors. I've been, so involved in camping and hiking and being outdoors myself since I was a kid. My parents took me to many of our state parks, and I truly love being outdoors and have been fascinated by wolves that entire time. But more importantly, I really believe in the importance of teaching children about our natural world, because as technology continues to change, how kids interact with each other and how they live, they're oftentimes becoming more and more distant from the woods and from being outdoors. And so we have a really critical role to teach this next generation of citizens about the wilderness and how to respect it and how to live in harmony with animals. And so I'm very excited to be in this line of work, because I see it as being critically important for the future of people and for wolves.
We're visiting with Rob Schultz of the International Wolf Center about National Wolf Awareness Week. More information about the center is online at wolf.org. Rob, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
Well, I was up there this weekend, and the trees are beautiful, so I hope everyone's just getting out there and enjoying them and having a great time as the last couple weeks of our fall wrap up here. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us today.